welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to continue on a message I just started on yesterday's broadcast about Abraham, who was called the friend of God. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3, I'm going to read that for you. The Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, Abram's name means honored father or exalted father. For us as Christians, you know, we may have had impressive positions or exalted positions, if you will, of importance or of prestige before we became a Christian. Our name may have meant something socially to many people or in business, but there came a day in which God called you and God called me, and then He changed our names, so to speak, just as He did for Abraham. Why? Because Abraham's life was then becoming and taking a new direction, the direction of God's plan for his life. When God later changed Abram's name to Abraham, it means the father of many nations or a multitude. When God calls an individual and extends His mercy, He begins by dealing with a person whose heart is tender before Him. Now, as we look at Abraham when he was called, at what his life was like, well, he had everything going against him in the natural. His father was an idol worshiper. That's what it says in Joshua 24 and 2. But Abraham refused to worship the idols, and he desired to worship Jehovah, not only worship, but to obey and serve Him. Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 2 and 3 states, For if Abraham were justified by works, he has something of which to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Abraham lived in a city called Ur. It was one of the most important commercial cities in the world at that time. It was located in Mesopotamia on the Persian Gulf and was bordered by the Euphrates River. Historical records tell us that the city was about 4 miles square and had about 300,000 inhabitants. According to archaeology finds, many of the people were very well educated. They were competent mathematicians, weavers, engravers, and astrologers. They wrote their ideas for posterity on clay tablets. God always moves in mercy. Aren't you glad for that? Ur was a city where the people worshiped many gods. In the center of that city was a very large center that was set up for worship. It was called a ziggurat. And the people worshiped many gods, the chief deity being a good god called Nana. Although Terah, Abraham's father, was a shepherd, the religious influence had penetrated his family, and members of his family became idolaters. So as we look at the city that he lived in, Ur, it was a center of wealth, the epitome, if you will, of comfort and stability of that time. But nonetheless, God appeared to Abraham and told him to leave his country, to break away from his relatives, and to leave his father's house. God promised Abraham that he would do five glorious things if he would obey God. First of all, he would give him a land. Secondly, he would bless his seed and make him a great nation. He would bless him personally. He would make his name great, and he would make Abraham a blessing. These were unconditional promises. The land was Canaan, and his seed refers to the Jewish nation, Israel, becoming a great nation. His blessing referred to what God would do for Abraham throughout his life, and it would be culminated, actually, in the birth of Jesus Christ. That was the bloodline lineage. For Christ is the Savior of the whole world, not just of the Jews. Galatians 3 and 9 tells us that we are those who are blessed with Abraham, the believer. As we look at Abraham's life, we see such a glorious pattern. His life was certainly filled with enormous hindrances. He lived in a city for nearly 60 years where people bowed down and worshiped gods of nature. In fact, Abraham's own father, Terah, was an idol worshiper. But in spite of all of this, God appeared to Abraham. He saw his heart. And beloved, no matter where you're at, as you hear my voice, God sees your heart. No matter what your circumstances may be, God appeared to you. He called you out to serve him. And as a result, you were translated, removed out of the domain or dominion of darkness, and you were translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's Colossians 1 and 13. But God not only called Abraham, but according to Acts 7:2, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran. God told Abraham to leave Ur, to leave his family, which he certainly left the city, and he was told to obey God. God's message was convincing. But there must have been some great insecurities about this decision. Well, think of it. Having lived in a place for most of your life and then having to pull up stakes and just leave to a place you'd never been before, not knowing what you were going to encounter, no matter you didn't know what you were going to face, that had to be somewhat unsettling. But regardless of what his insecurities or concerns may have been, they evidently were dissolved through God appearing in his glory to Abraham. For Hebrews 11 and 8 says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was given to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going." But if you really read the scripture carefully, Abraham didn't obey God right off. There were some wasted years after God had called him. And beloved, some of you that are listening to me right now, if you reflect on your own life, you remember the zeal, the fervor you had in those early days when you were serving the Lord. But have there been some wasted years, even as Abraham experienced? He's the father of the faithful. He's a wonderful example for us. But thank God he's a wonderful example because he is flesh and blood. And the same things that he had to deal with, was tempted with, we also have those same issues. God tells us to do something, and yet we obey. Our heart is wanting to obey, but it seems, you know, we can't obey completely and to the jot and tittle. For example, the Lord said, "Leave your family behind." Well, he did not do that. He took his family with him. He went with his family. That's what God said, leave your land, your kindred, his relatives, his father's house. And he was to make a total break with the city of idolatry. But as we read the scripture, we find Abraham was only partially obedient to God. How? Well, as I said, he never really separated himself from his kindred. In Genesis 11, verse 31, we find, "And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there." After Terah died, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. But think of that. Abraham wasted 15 years in Haran before he went on to the land of promise. And God is calling us. You know, some of you may have been spending those 15 years in Haran, a time in which you're just kind of treading water. You're really not in the perfect plan of God. You're not fully being obedient to the things God has called you to do. God called Abram to Canaan. God said, if you go, he said, I'll be with you. And he told him to go. God said nothing to Terah, Abraham's father. He called Abram. And yet, Abraham, because of, family ties, was unwilling to do that. We don't, we can only conjecture as to what were the situations, the conversations that went on. But the fact is, he did not leave alone. He may have had less issues if he would have obeyed, not only with his father in terms of the delay, but also his son-in-law, or rather his nephew, Lot. But nonetheless, it's encouragement for us, because even though we might be dragging our feet, God never gives up. He holds fast to his plan for our lives. And when Terah died, we see that Abraham was then released to go on. And beloved, sometimes our dreams may have to die in order for God's will to be fulfilled. Our pursuit of our own goals may have to die before God's will is to be fulfilled. It would seem God had to take Terah before Abraham would turn his eyes toward God's land of promise and see God's will for his own life fulfilled. Well, beloved, I'm going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and I thank you that you were willing to join and stay with me today and share the word of the Lord. I invite you to write. If you have prayer needs, whatever it is you're going through, know that I will personally pray for you and send back by letter whatever God gives by way of encouragement and inspiration to you. The announcer now is going to give you our contact information. And I want to thank UCM Partners so much for your prayer support as well as your generous financial gifts. If it weren't for you, I would not be able to go forward nor be on this station. But God has provided through those who love and care for the word of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.